glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 28, a verse that many of you know, a verse that many of you have memorized, a verse that many of you, God has used in your life because it's a truth, it's in God's Word, it's inspired, and what a blessing I get to share it with you today on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Romans 8, verse 28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Monday, August 14th, 2023, day two of the revival. You say, what, Mark? What revival? The revival that's going on here in Springfield. And there's two things I love about my work here, my ministry work. One is that I get to raise high the name of Jesus and introduce many of you to the Lord Jesus Christ, to God the Father who loves you and cares for you and has a plan and purpose for your life. But also I get to meet friends. And so on Mark and Friends, I have three new friends in the studio with me. In fact, I thoroughly enjoyed the worship service that I got to be a part of yesterday. Two of you, well, I think the first lady, she might be able to sing too, Carla Morrison, but Pastor Juan Morrison and Evangelist Dorothy, wow, could they sing? I was just thoroughly blessed by their singing and their delivery and the instrumentation, the band or the worship team that was on the keyboards and the drums. They just synchronized with the message, and Holly and I and Esther were thoroughly blessed. But my new friends to introduce you to today, I'll start with our evangelist guest, Dorothy Hector. She's in from Oklahoma. She was a native of the Springfield area for many years, and some of the friends here said, we got to bring Dorothy in for this revival. She's a gift from God. She's passionate about the Lord, and she's going to be coming in. So I learned of her a few weeks ago, and I said, Pastor Juan, when she's in, make sure you get over here to the studio. So Dorothy Hector is joining us, and she's going to share a little about the revival that she started yesterday morning, and it continues tonight. So we'll talk about that, and it's going to continue through Friday night. Also joining us, I guess I'm going to go with the First Lady next. First Lady Carla Morrison, married to the beloved Pastor Juan Morrison. 40 years, I believe. So, wow. And I guess you've been pastoring for the last 20 years at the Prayer Wheel Church of God in Christ. So thank you, First Lady Carla, for joining us. So you're the worship leader over there?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I didn't get to hear you singing much. I was so blessed by Pastor Juan and Evangelist Dorothy, but I guess you have a pretty good voice, too.
Yes, I do. Sure.
Oh, good. Well, I don't know if we'll be able to feature it today, but that's we fine. Might have you back. And then Pastor Juan, who delivered a message through your song and introductions and remarks, you have a real heart for people knowing Jesus and bringing unity and emphasizing the power of prayer. So tell us a little about your ministry work at Prayer Wheel Church of God in Christ in Springfield and the revival. And then I want you to also give an introduction to the beloved evangelist Dorothy.
All right, yes, we're very excited about this revival gospel explosion right now as we speak, and we got it all the way until Friday. But we are really excited about Evangelist Dorothy Hector Felton. We grew up with her at my father's church over 20 some odd years ago, and it's just awesome. God just works through her, and let the Lord just have its way. Evangelist Felton, she's a very anointed person, and she's very prayed up. Even when we were driving toward Springfield, when we had to pick her up, she was praying for the service just for this week. It said, all souls are mine. And that's my goal, is winning souls for Christ. This is the reason why we have this community awesome revival. It's going to be power-packed. As you know, Sunday was awesome, and Monday tonight it's going to be, come out, 6:45, and let God work, because He's going to work. Whatever you have, bring someone, tell someone. And also, we will be on air also on Facebook Live as well as YouTube channel. Prayer Wheel Kojic. That's all you have to do is pull that up, Prayer Wheel Kojic, and you can see the services. For the last 3 to 4 years, we've been having all of our services aired. Even on Sunday's service, we had that. We'd like to take a look at that, Prayer Wheel Kojic. And then also, Monday, Tuesday, we'll be at Prayer Wheel at 6:45. Wednesday, we will be at Apostle C.C. Doss.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a beautiful time over there. We want to spread the word, and we want to keep on letting the Lord have its way. And then Thursday, we will be at Pastor Jesse Herring, her church, Table Life Ministries. So we want to spread the word over there also, and as well as having God coming in and giving us a fresh anointing all this week. And then the last night, the final night, will be at Holy Trinity, and that's under Pastor Artie Doss and First Lady Cheryl Doss. Matter of fact, that's my sister,
mm-hmm.
and also my brother-in-law. So we're going to have a beautiful time in the Lord. Come out this week, because God's got more for us.
And what's your address? What's the address of the Prayer Wheel Church of God in Christ?
Prayer Wheel Church of God in Christ is at 1731 East Kansas, Springfield, Illinois. That's on the east side of town. And truly, God is really working on the east side.
And some of you may remember C.C. Doss. We had him and First Lady L.T. on some months back. And Pastor Jesse Herring was just on like a week or so back. We just love those two. And they're really praying up for revival and the power of prayer and unifying in Christ. We have so many things in common, and they want souls saved. So if you have a heavy burden that you're carried, maybe you haven't begun a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, let tonight or sometime this week be the day that you decide to follow him. But there's going to be some great preaching, some teaching, and God loves you. He cares for you. And for the senior saint, this is something to come out and be energized by, to be encouraged, to be blessed. And I think Evangelist Dorothy, she's been talking about God wanting to move in prayer and initiating prayer into our lives. And in fact, I know at noon today,
yes,
you have a prayer gathering from noon to one at the Prayer Wheel Church of God in Christ. I'll
yes.
be also in Springfield. I got to shift around some appointments. I'm not sure I can make it over, but I know there's noontime prayer.
Awesome.
And then tonight through Friday night at 6:45. So tonight and Tuesday night, it's at the Prayer Wheel Church of God in Christ.
Yes.
And then on Wednesday at C.C. Doss's church, Thursday at Pastor Jesse Herring's church, and then Friday, Artie Doss, Holy Trinity Church.
Yeah.
Find out more information, Facebook Live, if you would just pull up Prayer Wheel Church. It will direct you as to where the revival will be held.
Okay, Prayer Wheel, prayer and then wheel.
Prayer Wheel.
W-H-E-E-L.
Prayer Wheel turning.
All right, well, Dorothy, you're kind of one of the reasons we've gathered here today, and I was so thoroughly blessed yesterday. In fact, I have my little notebook. As you were preaching away and encouraging us, I wrote down expectant. I wrote down our position in Christ, release it in prayer, abundance, raining down righteousness, standing in the gap, bearing fruit, and no U-turns. Jump right in and help us understand what you hope God's going to do through you over the next 4 or 5 days, and maybe a little of your testimony.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I'm so excited about what God is going to do, not going to do, he is doing in Springfield. And it's my greatest desire to see the whole family just coming back together, the unity of the community. And I just wanted to let you know that, as he was saying yesterday, that God wants us to come expecting. Mm. When you show up, you need to come expecting something. You got to come looking, and he ready to bless. But if you don't come expecting, you just come and just looking on. You know, you come and desiring to feel for God, to look for what God wants for you to have in this time that you are living in, because we all need a touch from God. Mm-hmm. And I just excited about what God is doing at Prayer Wheel. He's using Prayer Wheel as a centerpiece to bring forth a revival that is going to restore this city. And all of those that are tapping in, just know that you will be blessed if mm-hmm. you just participate and be open. It is abundant rain is coming.
Mm-hmm. Now, I loved one of the comments you shared during your message, and you had opened us up to 1 Kings chapter 18, but you said, you know, when you were younger, people said you were too young to preach,
yes,
and now that
yes.
you're a senior yes. saint, some are saying, well, you're too old,
right,
but you're like,
right.
no, I'm here to proclaim
right.
God's word.
Yes, I was, you know, 18, just getting saved, and they were like, well, is she too young? But God saved me, and he immediately put me into the ministry. Of course, I had to go through training and, you know, develop. But I would just start preaching, and that's what my life was all about, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed being used by God. And so the position that what God had placed me in, if I stay in my position, no matter what my age is, God will always be with me and for me. I'm in this race to the end. You know, I don't just quit because there's no time to quit. It's time to keep running. So I'm expecting long life, and I know that God is going to bring forth all of the things that he had promised. And so, but we have to stay in position, and you can't give up on because it don't come today. Mm-hmm. That's what First King was talking about, how he stayed in position till the rain came. And we have to stay in our position till the promise come. And if we give up, then, you know, we don't hear what God is saying, and we don't receive the fullness of God. And this is what he wants to do in this time. It's a time of restoring the body of Christ back into the fullness of God.
Well, take us through a little of that testimony, your faith journey. So you were a young person. Mm-hmm. I think at the time you had a child.
Yes.
You were maybe far from the Lord, but yes, some people were praying for you, and somebody was witnessing. Walk us through that.
I was a teenage pregnancy. I had no idea what life was going to be. I didn't know God in that way. And I had my baby at 17. And in my household, it was like, your life is over. Mm. And my mother was like, I'm putting you out. And I didn't know where I was going to go. But somehow, some way, God blessed me to fall in to meet someone that lived down the street. Actually, it was a girlfriend of mine that I met. And her family was saved. And they was into this one of the church, what they call back in them days, a sanctified church. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea. So I went with her to support her to be saved. She was going to go be saved. So I went with her. And when I went in the church and saw when she got baptized, I saw her transition. Mm-hmm. And I was on this side and she was going somewhere else, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to be left. Mm-hmm. So I asked, just standing there, you know, looking. And when I came to myself, I was at the altar. Mm-hmm. And I gave my life to God, not knowing what happened, but I wanted to, what I saw them was right, what they were doing. So I got saved at 17. And I just immediately began to run for the Lord and stayed in the Word. And then God let me know he had called me and appointed me to send me out into the world. And so my first pastor, Pastor Joe Clark, bless his heart, he said, you're just out of season. He never seen nothing like that. Mm-hmm. And so I just kept pursuing. And I didn't, you know, I didn't do anything. God would just open doors, and people would ask me to talk or preach or teach or MC. Well, that's really how I got started. Mm-hmm. I would go MC a program, and I would preach.
Yeah.
Or they'll call me to do testimony service, and I would preach. But anyway, I just thank God that I just fell in love with the Lord and fell in love with the Word, because I needed a Savior. And in a teenage pregnancy, in a young person out there, they always ask me, how did I make it? Mm-hmm. How did I do this? You know, and I would have never done it without God in my life. Yeah. I could have went anyway, but God saved me and put me in a sanctified church. And I'm here today to tell people that you can do this.
Now, for the listener that's tuned in and they're maybe new on their faith journey, does that mean everything just works out? You ask Jesus into your heart and then it's just rosy living the rest of your life?
No, sir. Mm-hmm. That means that you're going to be tested and tried on every hand. Mm-hmm. But if your confession from your heart, your mouth, and believe in your heart, then God is your Savior. He will be there with you. I love that scripture where you say, I'm always with you until the end. Otherwise, I might not be saying it exactly right. But that's what kept me, because God was with me. And if God is for us, who could be against us? Yeah. And so, yes, you definitely have to have Jesus to do it. You're going to have some tests. Mm-hmm. You're going to have some storm. The last couple of days, we've been through storm and all kind of stuff. And then I said earlier, I was 67, and I've seen a lot of storms. Mm-hmm. But he's always been with me. So, yes, I can say this. I tell all the young people, you can do this, because Jesus is for you, and he will help you. I wouldn't live in this world without Jesus in my life.
Yeah, and we have to keep that eternal perspective in mind that, yes, this is a sin-fallen world, and there is heartache. There are powers and principalities that war against our soul, but we have an eternity where there's no more pain or suffering or heartache, and we're in the presence of God. So what would you say to that person today that looks at their life filled with disappointment, heartache, maybe betrayal, acts against them? They just can't imagine that there's a loving God behind this universe.
Oh, my God. He loves you unconditionally. He loves you in the state that you're in. Mm. I would tell them, that without God, you cannot make it in this world. And if you will fall in love with Jesus, he will be with you until the end. In spite of all the tests and trials, it's developed you and matured you. And you'll look back and say, thank God that I made that decision. So I would encourage them to go after him with their whole heart.
Now, we began today's program with a reading out of Romans chapter 8, and we know that in all things, I love that word, in all things,
yes,
God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Why is this one of your favorite verses?
It is, because just like you asked the question, how can you do this? Because he works it out. He makes it for your good. He have shaped me when I received that scripture and went through a divorce and I couldn't understand what was going on. And then, but he worked it for my good, because in the end, it made me a better person. And I have the husband that I have now. If he had never worked it for my good, I would have missed that opportunity. Yeah. So that is one of my favorite scriptures, because no matter what I go through or what anybody go through, if you trust him, he will shape this thing for you. He will turn it for your good. I can go on that.
Yeah, well, and I love that part, for those who love him. So
love him.
It does take something on your part to get to know him. And maybe right now you say, I can't imagine loving this God that I don't know, but he can be personal, right?
Yes,
oh, yes.
It's about building a relationship. You have to build that personal relationship. You know, just like in the natural, you find somebody, you fall in love with them. You do the things that please y'all, do the things together. You go, you know, you pursue them, you date them, you give them candy. And it's the same way with God. You know, when my marriage went bad, my first marriage went bad, and I was trying to, you know, I would cook the meal, set the table, and he wouldn't even come home and eat it. And God told me, he said, he don't understand love. So he told me, he said, all that you waste in trying to give to this man, he said, turn your heart toward me. So I started pursuing God, and I just went on, you know. So when I pursued him and my personal relationship, I fell in love with God. He fell in love with me. So he take care, you know, you with the, what the scripture said, for his purpose. So he going to work it for your good. He's not going to take you out of the storm. He going to be with you in the storm. And that's a good thing, because you ain't by yourself. So he taught me something as a young mother. And like I said, raising my kids alone. And you had to have someone you could trust. And there's nobody. No, you can't see him in the natural. But there's nobody that can keep their promise like God. Man, I tell you, they'll give you the world. But they can't give you the world, because the world don't belong to them. But God. He can give you, he can work it all for your good.
And he usually takes us through those things so that we can empathize or encourage or bless others that are going through it.
Right.
So he doesn't just leave us to suffer through it. He equips us to then use it to bring healing and hope to others.
Right.
Well, that seems like that's been a big part of your life as you've been serving him, not only in Oklahoma and other parts of the country. But if God was going to answer your prayers for this revival, again, it began yesterday and it'll be the next two nights at the Prayer Wheel Church of God in Christ, and then it'll be at three other churches, the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But how would God answer your prayers? What do you hope he accomplishes?
Well, to be honest, he have already answered it. So now I am looking with expectation for the manifestation, the demonstration of his holy word being manifest, and people have to come out to see it. And if you come, you will be blessed. Because see, like you said earlier, I done my part. I showed up. I've shown up, and God's going to show up. And he have never let me down. This is off the chain. It's big. It's bigger than I can explain it. I just know that if you come and with an expectation, you will be blessed. And don't come looking on man. Come looking from to the hill from which coming your help. Your help come from God. So God is ready to bless. But you got to come.
And Pastor Juan, I'm going to have you close out our program in prayer, praying for those that need to come and seek the Lord. Pray for those that are going to come just to be encouraged and blessed. Pray for those to bring their friends that are maybe unsaved, that this could be a turning point in their lives as they surrender to Jesus. So if you could pray up how God will use Evangelist Dorothy and stirring in all of our hearts to be able to participate, whether we watch this online or come to the Prayer Wheel Church of God in Christ for the next two nights.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, bless the revival that's going on right now, Lord. Bless your people right now, Lord. Open up their hearts so that they can receive your word. open it up right now so that they can understand what you're about. Lord, we give you the praise and you the honor ahead of time.
Yes.
And we thank you for what you've done and what you've already done, because you already opened up doors that have been closed right now. And we thank you, Lord, for opening up the hearts of people, men and boys and girls, that want to receive your word and want to be like you. Truly, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, forevermore. On this revival, Lord, save souls, deliver souls. Right now, Lord, touch each and everyone's heart. Right now, break up the fallow ground.
Yes.
Loose love, joy, peace, and long-suffering within the community, within the Springfield, Illinois area, within the state of Illinois, within the United States and the world. Keep your arms protected around us right now, Lord. Bind and cast out everything that's not like you. Loose love, joy, and peace, and long-suffering in all the families so that they can dwell together and to receive you in unity, because unity there is strength, Lord. Let them be saved and let them have a testimony and to tell someone what God has done for them. And we'll give you the praise and you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
First Lady Carla, I'm going to give you the last word. Why would you encourage people to come out tonight through Friday for this revival?
I would encourage each one because the Lord has something for you. It's not just by happenstance that you've turned into this radio station. The Lord has a blessing for you. And if you come out with your heart open, I'm guaranteeing that you will receive what God has. Because what God has for you, it's for you. And no one can take that away from you. So my encouragement is just come out and you will be blessed.
Five nights this week, beginning at 6:45, tonight and tomorrow night at the Prayer Wheel Church of God in Christ, 1731 Kansas Street. When you come tonight and tomorrow night, then you're going to want to conclude at the three other churches, the Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. If you need more information, you can always call the station. We'll get you all that information and directions. Call us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, thank you, Pastor Juan and First Lady Carla, and thank you, Evangelist Dorothy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you this week.
Yes.
Well, thanks, listeners. I hope you can come out, and may you walk in the Spirit today. May God lead you and order your steps. May you be that good representative of God, that faithful follower of Jesus, bringing healing and hope to this hurting world.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.